Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Scholes. In our business lead this evening, I'm joined by Mr. Cons Karamata, the CEO of EAN. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, yes, it's the third edition of the Oil and Gas Conference. What business opportunities will the 2025 Namibia Oil and Gas Conference create for local and international investors?
Of course, the purpose of the conference is, first and foremost, to share information, to network, and really to bring Namibian businesses together with those international companies that are operating in the oil and gas sector. So a lot of opportunities will come out of those interactions, possibly partnerships, possibly joint ventures. But the first and important aspect is that of learnings, to understand how the oil and gas sector operates and to get that necessary information about where to go, what to do as a Namibian business.
Yes. How can Namibian SMEs participate or benefit from the oil and gas value chain?
Yeah, absolutely. So those value chains are unpacked at the conference. So I think that is the first thing to do, is to just understand what type of value chains are we talking about. So there's the area of logistics. There's the area of infrastructure. There's the area of, catering. What are those value chains? And that is the type of information that you get when you come to the conference.
How does the conference facilitate connections between investors and local entrepreneurs?
Obviously. Yeah, so that is a key. There's actually a dedicated day for B2B meetings. That is the last day, organized by the NIPDB. And that is an opportunity for Namibian businesses to meet international investors and to forge partnerships.
Interesting. And then what role will local content policies play in upcoming oil and gas projects in Namibia?
Yeah. So the local content policy is key. It's key because that's where the government lay out the stipulations for international oil companies, what they must do in terms of making sure that some of the value from the oil and gas sector actually remains in country. It is very important that the policies and legislation of Namibia speak to that.
Yes.
So that everyone knows what to expect.
Yes.
So it's very critical.
Yes. Then, Cons, what is the projected economic impact of Namibia's oil and gas sector over the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, so we believe that the oil and gas sector has the potential to transform Namibia's economy. We have just seen in the last quarter of 2023, just from exploration, that the country had the highest economic growth of 7% in that quarter alone. So that means that if we move towards production and if there is increased exploration, the economy can grow tremendously. What is important, however, is that it's not just about figures. It's not just about economic growth or GDP growth, but it's about empowering Namibians. It's about those benefits accruing to the rest of the economy, so that there's a real transformation of the economy.
Yes, that's true. Akons, also, in what ways can the oil and gas revenues contribute to diversifying Namibia's economy?
Yeah, that's very critical.
Yeah.
That whatever government is receiving from the oil and gas sector in terms of taxes, in terms of royalties, that those funds are directed towards the social sectors, that those funds are directed towards developing agriculture, towards building that necessary infrastructure that is required to modernize our agricultural sector. So it's important that the income that the government gets from the oil and gas sector is linked to the rest of the economy to make sure that there is real economic transformation in the country.
Yeah. Mm. Cons also, how is the oil and gas sector expected to influence Namibia's employment landscape and skills development?
Absolutely. So skills are key, as we have heard. Skills are key. We can't really develop this sector without the necessary engineers, chemists, and people who are working, who are supposed to be working in this sector, because otherwise you will have foreigners coming in and basically taking over the jobs. So it's very important that we develop those necessary skills so that we can benefit from the employment created in the sector. But then entrepreneurs, SMEs, so those are actually the entities who are going to create much more employment as they take advantage of the value chains created in the sector.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yes. Cons also, are there any concerns about economic overdependence on hydrocarbons, and how is that being addressed, if so?
Yeah. So that is called the Dutch disease, and that is the solution to that. You need to use the money, you need to use the funds that is accrued from that sector to develop the rest of the economy. And if you do that, if you don't just focus on the oil and gas sector and maybe spend this money on salaries and so on, but you use that money to really grow the rest of the economy. That's how you make sure that in the long term, you are not just dependent on one sector.
Yes, yes. Just the last question, Mr. Karamata. What role does regional economic integration, example with SADC, play in maximizing oil and gas benefits?
Yeah, absolutely. So you need uptakers. For example, we are talking about the refinery. Namibia is not having the capacity to utilize whatever oil is refined from an oil refinery. So you need a bigger market. And that's where SADC comes in. That's where the rest of African countries come in terms of creating that market so that you have much bigger uptakers who can then make use of the products that we produce. Mm,
thank you so much, Cons Karamata, for joining us. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.